Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
Again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we come to you on His merit. That's one of the things that we must make clear, is that we do not have any boasting of our own works or ourselves, that you may compare yourself with someone and with another, and also come away feeling pretty good about the fact that you haven't done what they've done or you're not as they are. The scriptures tell us that to do such is not wise. Comparing yourself with those, comparing yourself with others is not wise. And I'm sure that there are many people today, you are not doing anything for the Lord because as you look out, you see that, these have many more talents than you do, and they've been skilled, but there is something you can do. You are here, aren't you? You are here, aren't you? That's reason enough to get busy for the Lord. That He has put you here, you start doing what you believe He's called you to do. Now, don't be like that woman that I heard of when a preacher, I don't remember which one it was, but after preaching on this particular subject, he said to this woman, he had said in this message about the Lord giving people gifts to serve Him, and she came up and to him and said, "Preacher, my gift is just telling people like it is. That necktie you have, that's the ugliest necktie I've ever seen." And he said, "Okay, well, that's your gift. Here, some scissors." Got some scissors and allowed her to cut his necktie off. He said, "Well, sister, my gift is discernment. And though your tongue has offended me, so stick it out." No, she didn't do that. There are a lot of people who, with their gifts, so-called, or attitudes, feel like they have a liberty to go about and mistreat people. Or even there are those who will do things contrary to the Scriptures and think that the Lord has given them such liberty to do so. No, the Scriptures are to be applied at all times. The Lord has given to us His holy word, and we don't say it applies when I speak it, but it doesn't apply when another person speaks it. No, that's not true at all. You preach the word, and we don't say, "Now let's see who's in the audience." Now, of course, if you're preaching to only women, you're talking about how they're to treat their husbands. You're preaching to only men, you're talking about how they're to treat the wives. Now, that's under cases like that. And if you're preaching to married people, there's a way that you will approach. And to single people, there's a way that you will approach, or young people or older ones. But it's not to say that certain things don't apply. I mean, you don't. Anyway, it's the Scriptures are very practical. They're very practical. And you don't violate God's Scripture and God's Word and say that you are doing things to please the Lord, that He has given you special permission to violate His law. Oh, no, don't do that. That is not of the Lord. The Lord doesn't give to us such as that. He would have us to obey His Word. If you would be wise, if you would be successful, meditate in His Word, as Joshua 1:8 tells us, concerning the book of the law, that it shall not depart out of thy mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, and observe to do according to all that is written therein. That's the way the Lord wants us to do, to study His precious word day by day and meditate on it. Dear Heavenly Father, help us, I pray Thee, to obey Thy word and to rightly apply it, and then to teach others how each is to live and to bring glory to Thy name. Help us to be a bright and shining testimony in this day. We pray that we shall have boldness and power from the Lord to declare Thy truth for Jesus' sake. We ask these things. Amen. Now, in the book of Genesis now, chapter 25 and verse 29, we have come to the portion of Scripture where Esau and his brother are going, his brother Jacob, are now in a matter of how are they going to handle a hungry spell, a hunger pain. And in verse 29 of Genesis 25, Jacob sowed pottage, and Esau came from the field and was faint. One commentator says that this was the day on which they were returning from the funeral of Abraham. As you remember, Abraham lived to be 175. He was 100 years older than his son Isaac, and 115 years older than his grandsons Jacob and Esau. And he, of course, would have seen his grandsons. And the ones who wrote, the commentator said he believed that this must have, this happened on the day when they had returned from that funeral. And from the burial procession, Esau said to Jacob, verse 30, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage." Now notice, Jacob is wise enough to strike when his brother is hungry, when his brother is weak. And the scriptures record the brother's condition. Verse 29, he was faint. Jacob sawed pottage. A hungry man smelling the aroma of cooking food, and one who is very faint. And here Jacob strikes when his brother is at a disadvantage. Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. That which you have there already cooked, give me that." Now here are brothers, and one is very hungry. This one is cooking the food that the other could benefit from. Now brothers should share. Oh, I'm sure one could have brought the meat from the field, and the other could have brought the food from the garden and shared the food one with another. He made this pottage of lentils or small beans that the Egyptians and the Syrians ate. And Jacob had, you know, cooked up a nice meal. And by the way, that is why many times we settle matters around meals. Deals are made around meals. When people are eating, and you look at these covenants in the scriptures, when there's or agreements that are drawn up, there's eating. There's a time to eat food. And business luncheons often are where decisions are made. Well, anyway, here the scriptures tell us that Jacob sawed pottage and Esau wanted it. For Esau was very hungry and was willing to exchange this food for something that his brother was going to say was necessary. Notice also this matter, that Jacob had a mindset on what mattered to his father and to others. Jacob's desire was for the birthright, and he was asking his brother for this birthright. "Sell me this day thy birthright," he said. "If you want this food, sell me your birthright." Now, you would think one who knew what the value of the birthright would have said was, "Are you serious? Listen, I'll go and ask mother or somebody else for some food." But no, the scriptures are going to tell us something about this anyway. So he chose the very special time to strike. And once the bargain had been made, they perhaps had talked about this already. You know, you have your birthright, and you're going to receive a double portion. You're in line to receive all that our father has, and you're going to receive those promises that our father Abraham had received. And so Jacob was envious. Remember, his name was Supplanter. Heel snatcher. He had caught his brother by the heel during birth, and now he says, "Well, here's a great time. Let me strike this deal up. It's to my advantage. Sell me this day thy birthright. Let's get this done now. I want to be the first in line." And then, having made this bargain, Jacob is not settled to just say, okay, well, let's go ahead. All right, here's your food. No, he said, swear to me this day in verse 33. Let's confirm this matter. Let's get it in legal terms. He wanted to make sure that this older brother was in understanding of what was being done. And so because of his hunger pains and because of the smell of the food, and he said, well, I'm going to die anyway. What's good this is going to be to me? And so Esau looks upon his birthright as a foolish thing and looks upon the meal as being the wiser thing. You know, you can spend a lot of money on a meal. I read something today about men spending $80,000 to save two seals, two baby seals, to see to it that they live. And then the day came when these baby seals had been rescued and spared and then were released back to sea. The people saw killer whale off coast make a meal of those $80,000 seals. Now, what an expensive meal. All of their effort was gone up in one great big gulp by these killer whales. And those things, this many times they would play with their food and smack it around with their tail across the water and then devour it. Well, here is a great, not only is it a meal that's gone, but it was a very expensive meal. The birthright is sold. And Esau is called profane because he sold his birthright for one morsel of meat. A morsel, something that could be eaten shortly and gone. And a few minutes after it had been eaten, there was nothing to indicate that he had received a blessing. He was going to be hungry again. He looked at what was pleasant and rewarding now. Forget about tomorrow, he said. I'm going to die anyway. Just give me this meal. Well, what will you do when you get hungry again? Well, I'll use this energy to go out and get myself some more food. But he had eaten of this meal. Now remember, looking on something and making a decision based upon his senses of how it feels and how he likes what he sees makes him to make a poor decision. Just as Eve had done. Satan used this and said, look at this. She looked at the fruit. She saw it was a tree to be desired to make one wise, and she ate of it. She liked what she tasted. Then she liked how it made her feel and gave to her husband also, and he did eat. And then there's also Achan. We looked at him some time ago in the scriptures. Achan, he looked at what was forbidden, and he thought about it. And he took it. And then, of course, that brought his whole family to death and degradation. So when we give ourselves to pleasing the body, we can make some very bad decisions about what makes us feel good. We must ask the question, what has God said about this matter? And then make the decision toward that which pleases him. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask for the blessings of the Lord again upon us as we seek to go through this day and live for thee. Help us by thy grace to be faithful servants for Jesus' sake. Amen. I invite you to join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.